Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is UK Subs. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's UK Subs and a track called Memento Mori from their new album, titled 24, but it's actually written in Roman numerals, so it's XX1V. The reason for that?
Is that how long they've been going?
No, it's because every single album they do has the next letter of the alphabet. And this is album 24. Quite incredible, and it's a great album as well. So it's got the X on it, so there's only got Y and Z left, and they've done the full set of the accepted 26 letter alphabet as used in the English language world, as opposed to ones where other languages get it wrong, frankly. Great album, and if you get the physical CD, you do get 12 bonus acoustic tracks on it, of other songs as well. So it's available in various formats, but I would strongly recommend getting the physical CD for the extra tracks on it. There you go. What I want to know is, Tony, what is UK Subs website?
UKSubsOfficial.co.uk.
No, it's UKSubs.co.uk.
I thought it was different.
Probably being the internet one. It might have been. It's not now.
Right.
Okay. UKSubs.co.uk. Paulie B in the internet one. Tony Neil. And hello to Charlie Harper, the lead singer of the band. He's now 134 years old, and he's
looks
still doing punk rock.
It's
quite incredible. Now then, it's the point in the show when we do either Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs, or both, or none.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, we've had a Comedy Suburbs through. We've had a joke through. If you've got a joke for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs. This is what Ann Graham's done this week. I haven't even read through this yet. It came through just before the show started. So here goes. An Irish woman of advanced age visited her doctor to ask his advice on reviving her husband's libido. What about trying the Viagra? Asked the doctor. Not a chance, she said. You won't even take an aspirin. I'm not sure how good my Irish accent is. It might be fairly generic. Not a problem, replied the doctor. Give him an Irish Viagra. Just drop the Viagra tablet into his coffee when he's not looking. He won't even taste it. Give it a try and call me in a week to let me know how things went. It wasn't a week later when she called the doctor, who directly inquired as to her progress. The poor dear explained, oh, faith, but Jesus and Vergara. It was horrid. Just terrible, doctor. I'm not sure where she's from. Really? What happened? Asked the doctor. Well, I did as you advised. Slipped it into his coffee, and the effect was almost immediate. He jumped straight up with a twinkle in his eye, and with his pants bulging fiercely, with one swoop his arm, he sent me cups and plates flying, ripped me clothes to tatters, and took me then, and passionately, I don't know where this woman's from, passionately on the tabletop. It was a nightmare, I tell you, an absolute nightmare. Why so terrible, asked the doctor. Do you mean the sex your husband provided wasn't good? Freaking Jesus, it was the best sex I've had in 25 years. But sure as I'm sitting here, I'll never be able to show my face in Starbucks again. I'm sure that might have been better if read by someone who knew what they were doing. But anyway, thank you very much. Oh, Graham, yeah, I didn't see that one coming. But great joke. Do you have a joke for us? Email poorlybeat@punkyradio.com. And if it's one that involves a foreign accent, I'll do my best. Right.
Nice.
Now, so track two this week, Tone. I've got some great stuff for you. It's great music this week again. This is a band, we've played a couple of tracks from this band before. A band called The Dead X's. Found out via Real Gone, didn't we? Real Gone Rocks. And this is the title track of their album, Re-Lovolution. Can you guess what it's called?
Re-Lovolution?
Very good. What, you don't get a point for that. What is The Dead X's website?
DeadX's.com.
No, it's The Dead X's. I'm unlucky, man. Poorly being the internet too. Tony Neil, this band are great. Love this. Love it a lot. Re-Lovolution.
This ain't a protest. This is Re-Lovolution. Re-Lovolution's gonna come to your town. Re-Lovolution's gonna jump up and down. Re-Lovolution's got the food and the
listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, you got any Facebook comments for us?
Yep, I've got one.
Well, let's hear it then.
Okay. Thanks for your Facebook comments, everyone. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. One of the quickest and easiest ways to get in touch with us. It takes about a moment. So do that. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave us a comment. We've only got one this week. It's just a quick one from TNS Records. We just want to inform us that the new Sounds of Swami album is available for pre-order. It comes with an instant download of the album, so do check that out. Just go to our Facebook page and there's a link on there. Go through, have a listen, and buy it.
Yeah, and this album's been a long time coming. People have been waiting for a Sounds of Swami album for a very, very long time. You might remember several years ago, we got like a 5-track EP from them, and it was all we'd got, and everything else had been done properly, and they, for whatever reason, hadn't got around to it, and a lot of people have been waiting a long time for this album, so hopefully we will be able to play a track or two off it in the coming weeks.
Cool.
That's it, is it?
That's all we've got, yeah.
Well, in that case then, everyone listening, leave us a comment on Facebook, stop mucking about. Next track, you remember when we played that band Bomb in Your Fridge by Mouse?
Yes.
Yeah, and I said it might be Tomo.
Yes.
It's not Tomo, it's another Tomo.
Completely different Tomo.
He sent an email saying, sorry, I'm not that Tomo, I'm another Tomo. But anyway, he gave us a chance to say Tomo quite a lot. And again, I don't know whether it's a new single or whether they've just released two tracks or whether there's more coming. But anyway, this is the other track. They sent us two. They sent us Bomb in Your Fridge and they sent us this other track. About to play it. Here we go. Politicians. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Did you do anything last week?
Yeah. I had an operation.
Right, and was it a success?
I think so. Yes. Well, right. The surgeon was chirpy little bastard, so he seemed happy enough with it.
They're the best kind, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They're happy with their scissors.
Just always happy. But yeah, no, it went well. He did what he had to do, and I bled a hell of a lot, and they let me out 12 hours later. So, it was it was interesting. Well, since then, I've just been sat down.
The very best of luck with your recovery, my friend.
Thank you. I'm doing this from my bed.
Yeah. So, yeah, you are actually. You're making Punky from your bed. We're dedicated, aren't we?
Exactly.
We are dedicated. I had a mad week last week.
Okay.
I went to Oslo last Thursday and I did my drinks night there on the Thursday night, and that was in a new bar we haven't been to before called Number 24, and it was absolutely brilliant. Had a great time. Then after that, on the Friday night, we did the show in at the Dirty Cow, but I wasn't the host. I was just running the show. My mate Simon, that I do the gigs with, was running that show. And it went down really well, but they didn't have a bloody spotlight. It was a bit embarrassing.
All right.
Just had to have a lamp. It all looked a bit spooky. And then after that, I went and DJed at Alternators. I've been threatening this for a while. And I did a 3 half-hour alternative 80s sets at this thing. Oh, I loved it. The first thing I did was switch the whole thing off, though. I pressed the wrong button and everything went dark. Typical me. Switched it back on, got going, it was great. Had a really brilliant time, and thanks to Alex for letting me DJ. I just had such a brilliant time, met loads of nice people. And there was one point when everyone on the dance floor, mate.
It was nice.
I got them all dancing. I was like a proper DJing that. And then while everyone bowled one, and this woman walked round, and she said, you're English, aren't you? Yeah, she said, have you got anything recent that I could possibly dance to? Right.
Okay.
I was dancing. I said, well, you know, it is an 80s night, so I'm not really playing anything recent. She said, yeah, but I don't like any of this stuff. I said, look, don't worry. Wait one track. The next track's already plumbed in. But wait one track. The one after that, I have got a recent song. You'll love it. She went, thanks very much. And I played Precious by The Jam that came out in about 1983, and she danced like a monkey. It was brilliant. I had such a good time. And hello to Joanna and Mantis, who were the guys I couch surfed with, who are from Lithuania. And they live in Birmansgötter, which is the northern end of Grunnelock, for those of you that know Oslo. They've got this brilliant, brilliant flat, and they've got this massive white wall in it that separates the kitchen. It's not, you can walk all the way around it, but it separates the kitchen from the lounge area. There is a photograph on textbook of me when they projected the Kings of the Wild Frontier video by Adam and the Ants onto this wall, and I danced with the band, basically. I was the same size as the band, having to dance around it. It was really brilliant, such a great time. Saturday night we did the show in the Dead Cow, and it was sold out, and it was brilliant, and thanks everyone came down. And Sunday I went to Gothenburg, or as the locals call it, Göteborg, and we had a very interesting gig. I don't really want to go into a lot of detail about it. Everyone there enjoyed it, but we didn't necessarily have the best comics we could possibly have had. The first guy on said, is it a Swedish guy? He went, yes, I've been booked. I'm here to do some anti-comedy. I said, I'd rather you did comedy. He went, no, this is really funny, don't worry. And he went on and he sat down and didn't say anything, and they played a Chinese translation instructional tape over the top of him, and the idea was it would get funnier and funnier as he didn't do anything. But what actually happened was he got worse and worse. Everyone was very patient, but I eventually had to go and get him and just say, fuck off, mate.
Oh, Jesus.
He was the first comedian ever at a new club. Oh my god, I had to work really hard, but it was really, really good fun. And then we went to a place called the Rock Club afterwards, and we're having a drink in there, and they started a quiz at midnight on a Sunday night. Swedish are crazy. So there was this quiz, obviously in Swedish, we didn't know what was going on. And we were sat on this raised ledge, on this high table, and I got off the high table, forgot about the ledge. I wasn't pissed, but I forgot about the ledge, just put my foot into a bit of floor that wasn't there, and just absolutely took a dive and headbutted. You know, you get like a brass rail along the bottom of a bar.
Yeah,
I headbutted that. Everyone looked around in horror. I jumped back up and go, it's all right. I don't know how it didn't hurt me, and because I jumped up so quickly, they knew I wasn't pissed, so everyone was just very, very concerned. And I'd got all these goths and metalers going, are you all right, mate? I went, yeah, I don't know why, but I'm fine. It was just really, really weird. And then and thanks very much to Rob Heaney, who was great all three nights, did a really, really brilliant job. So yeah, it was a really, really full week, and as you can tell, I'm a little bit husky now, but I can't wait for the next lot, basically. I can't wait to go back there in a few weeks' time and do the whole thing again. It's a real adventure. And she said, yeah, so I'm sorry that you had surgery and I just got leathered, but I had a really good time. Right then, shall we do the next two songs?
Yep.
Yeah, alright, so we've got two songs coming up now. Listen out for a band called Movement. We played one track from them before, and they're kind of sort of electronic, goth, rock sort of deal from Ireland. Yeah, the track's called Has It Got Sold. You hear that in a bit, but first up, a band called The Thespians, that we only got hold of this afternoon, that are described as garage rockers, but I'm not sure they're that garage. Have a listen to what you think of this. What I want to know is, what is The Thespians' website?
TheThespians.com?
It is. Oh, sorry. And what is what's Mouse's website? We didn't do that.
Mouse.
Oh, sorry, what's their Facebook page? Sorry.
Alright, facebook.com/ Mouse Band.
No, facebook.com/ Mouse Band London. So it's Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony 1, and this is Under Siege.
Honesty was always in my way, 'cause you want to take my freedom, and I can't sleep, I'm leading you out that door, 'cause every time we fight, we forget. Every time we fight, we forget. 'Cause I miss my chance to let it go, to turn my back on what I know. Sometimes I'm trapped, spinning every ball indoors. And now you think you know almost everything. But oh, babe, I just let you lead. One minute away from disaster, you say. Don't leave me this way. Fire, it's in your eyes. A love and logic that I despise. The taste of fire, it's in your eyes. A love and logic that I despise. I said a taste of fire, it's in your eyes. A love and logic that I despise. Just tell me something, oh, tell me something. Why we ever stopped? 1 minute away.
Pigskin Bus.
you're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Movement. I'm calling them Movement. It's Movement without the E. They might be pronounced Movement. If they are, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm calling them Movement. From the album Broken Down, and a track called Has It Got Soul, via Distort the Scene Records. What is Movement's website?
Movement.com.
No, Movement.ie. Because they're from Ireland. So very close, but no cigar. Pulling the internet for Tony Wong. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar. And my apologies to Movement, who are from Ireland, for my terrible accent.
Fine. Yes, if you do want to go to a gig, there is still component at 12 Bar Club. It's still where it was last week. But yeah, a reminder, it's not the 12 Bar section. If you do have some gigs you want to announce to the world, it's an international gig guy, can be anywhere. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Thank you very much. But this week at the 12 Bar, Sunday again, there's an open mic on. So if you want to go and see the opening of a mic, please do go on Sunday. But in the meantime, Thursday to Saturday, this Thursday, Misty Miller, Belly Eye Smile, AP Clark, and a late set from the Swabler 3. It's a Hieronymus Bish Bosh night.
We don't know a lot about Hieronymus Bish Bosh, do we?
No, and I've tried to look it up, really. And there's nothing I can find out about them. There's no information anywhere.
Right, okay.
Well, that a good Googling hasn't uncovered. But yes, so I did try, but no, don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah, how much that is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Friday, 1st of March. The Cocktics, Junction 47, Def Yeti, East Road, and How. It's Enterprise Studios night. So, yeah.
I don't know any of those bands.
No. It doesn't sound necessarily heavy, but who knows?
I don't know. I don't know. If you fancy the unexpected on Friday,
exactly,
why not go down there?
How much do you think it would be?
£6.
It is.
Yes.
Saturday night, Knuckle Dust, No Second Chance, Providence, Fatal Move, and Broken Chakra. It's Eruption Records night.
That will be heavy.
That will be heavy, yeah.
Yeah.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Oh, I've done it. I've done it.
666 special.
I got the 666 special, yeah. Right. Nice one. So that it?
Yeah, that's it.
That concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar on the bed.
So here's another band that have come through from Music Submit, and as I said we're playing a bit more rock on the show. This is an example of that. They describe themselves as rock, but there's a little bit more to them than just rock. See what you think of them. A band called Ghosts of Eden. What's their website?
ghostsofeden.com.
No, it's a bit cheeky because they might actually be called The Ghosts of Eden, but it came through as Ghosts of Eden. They are theghostsofeden.com. So sorry, man, but once again, close. Poorly being internet 5, Tony Wallen. Oh dear. This is Sell My Skin. We're alive. You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I already know the answer to this question, but are you doing anything this week?
No, still off work and recovering in my bed.
Yeah, and quite right too. You take it as easy as you have to, my friend.
Thank you.
I've not got a lot on this week. On Friday night, I've got a gig in Whiteleaf in Surrey, and Saturday night in Witham in Essex, both the W's. And the easy way to find out where the places are and what I'm doing, if you're interested, if you type in my name or stand up comedy to Whiteleaf or Witham, it'll come up. You'll find out. So that's about it, really. This is a I'm kind of recovering myself after last week. I didn't have an operation necessarily, but I do feel like I was operated on by the end of it by Scandinavia. Gave me a bit of grief. So I am taking it easy and getting my voice back ready for the weekend. So just the two shows for me this week, and you're taking it easy. Not a lot to say in this bit, in other words. Might as well crack on.
Okay.
Last two bands this week are related to each other in some way. I'll tell you why after you've heard this. But first up, you want some classic punky? Here it comes. White Ape, Let Them Eat Shit.
Trying to down the door.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was White Ape and Let Them Eat Shit. White Ape are mates with Limousine.
Ah, right, okay.
I've kind of given away what the last track's going to be, but they sent through, hey, we found you on the Limousine page, we wonder whether you'd like this. I went, yes, I would. And that's pretty much the extent of what I know about them right now, but I have a feeling we'll be playing more from them in the future. I might even ask Limousine if they'd like to put together a sort of Limousine special of bands that are mates with them. It'd be quite a good idea, wouldn't it?
That would be good.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can't do a Limousine London special at some point. I'm sorry I don't have more information about White Ape right now, but you can check them out via Facebook. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/White Ape?
No, Facebook.com/White Ape Band.
Shit.
You're taking a bit of a pacing this week. Probably been Internet 6, Tony One. My apologies to White Ape that we don't have more information about them right now, but we will have in future weeks. Now then, have you got a twat?
Do.
Nice.
Yes. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Get in touch. I think this is the only one I've had through. This is from Kevin, who left us a Facebook comment last week. There's a new listener. Kevin Bonfield, and he said, news from the Brits, Simon Cowell and James Corden are twat. Cowell for seeing open legs, open shirt and chewing gum on my fucking telly whilst that smug twat Corden stroked his twatting face. Teach me for getting drawn in, I suppose. Anyway, Cowell and Corden are twats, Kevin. It's short and sweet and pretty much fair enough.
It's absolutely fair enough. I mean, I couldn't bring myself to even watch a second of the Brits, and I think I'm glad I didn't. It looked utterly appalling this year and just looked like an industry exercise in getting some pop music some more sales, and wasn't actually representative of the music scene in this country at all, and so should be roundly dismissed. And in fact, I'd go as far as to say that the Brits are twats. Maybe they should change the name of it to The Twats, and then we'd all know, wouldn't we? So I'm quite happy for you to go with this double twatting.
Okay, so Simon Cowell and James Corden from somewhere in the UK.
No, you say from the telly.
From the telly, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Simon Cowell and James Corden from the telly is a twat.
And please do send your tracks through. We do like getting them very, very much now. Exciting news, exciting for me at least, and exciting for most people who listen to this show, I imagine, is that Limousine have got their new album out. You've been Limousined.
Cool.
Now, what Limousine are really great at is they'll bring out singles over the year, maybe with the odd track here and there, and then it seems to be once a year they kind of put the singles together, don't they, or have like half the album as singles and the other half are extra tracks, and just do a great job. Here's another 10 track album. You've been Limousined. We played a couple of tracks off it already, because we played Tokyo 1970 that they released as a single, and we played Johnny Got Shot by a UFO a few weeks ago. And we did play an extra Limousine track recently. I know we play them a lot, but I just love them. And I'd like to thank Limousine and the lead singer, Limo Dean, in particular, for once again thanking me in their thanks on the CD.
Yeah.
And they didn't bother thanking Tom Robinson this time, so ha-ha, up yours, Tom. So thank you very much for that. They did send us two copies, so I'll put one copy in a competition at some point. I'll wait until we've got two or three CDs together by bands. Who knows, maybe we'll get one from White Ape. We might even be able to do them for the idea for the show that I've just threatened. I'll have a word with them and see. That might be a really good idea, to get a few albums of bands in London that are mates with Limousine, so you'll get some similar sort of music to go with it. It's a great album. I'd listen to it this afternoon. I've picked the title track for this one just to keep things simple. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
That's all right, okay. So what I want to know is, what is Limousine's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Limousine.
No, Facebook.com/Limousine Band.
Oh,
all of the Internet 7, Tony One. It's a good job you're lying down. This is You've Been Limousine.
Power's making better luck and keeping up our hours. Calibrate on the iron ground. Calibrate. down by a canyon.
That was Limousine. I love that band so very, very much. Thank you very much for listening this week. All that we've got left to do, really, is to remind you of the internet radio stations that we go out on, and one other thing.
The Internet Talk Superstation we're on, at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. And finally, Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com.
And there's that little iTunes thing.
Oh, that little thing. Yeah, if you are on iTunes, please do drop us an iTunes review. It's free, and a few reviews do make a massive difference, so please do it. Easy way to do it, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up iTunes where you can review us. So you'll need an iTunes account to log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature you on the show.
Thanks very much for listening this week. Please do spread the word about Punky Radio. Every additional listener we get is potentially additional sales for the bands we play, and that's what the show's all about. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!